in my robe.
That's the best way to live.
Especially open up the window, get some fresh air in that bitch.
You got some great views in downtown.
I do, and I get to hear everyone argue. I love it.
Oh, yes. Because you're in the area where everybody
argues. Honestly, you can't enjoy funny moments like that. Downtown is wild.
Yeah, so because you're there all the time, so you know.
Republic's, there's a bar right across the street outside of my window.
Check.
Oh, so you get to just with people watch all day.
I be cracking the fuck up.
That's all I would do. When we were in Miami, we had a room right on Collins.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 8th and Collins. That shit is like one of the littest parts of that strip.
Mm-hmm.
And all night, it's just people outside, noise, this and that, mm-hmm. shit going on. I'm like,
check, 1, 2, 3.
How do you like...
Check 1, 2.
Like, I like this, but I could not do it every day.
You couldn't live it?
Fuck.
And see, it's hilarious.
Because I would never sleep.
I don't sleep as it is, so that really don't mean shit to me.
I've learned I needed to sleep.
Yeah.
I used to be a very grumpy person when I didn't sleep.
Really?
Yeah, very. Me not too. Very grumpy.
When I don't sleep and when I don't eat, go too long.
You turn into like a grizzly bear.
Yeah, it's just like that. It's exactly like that. Just,
oh no.
Anybody who knows me knows when I start getting snappy, it's like, I don't even talk to this.
And with females, it's always women need to eat. They need to eat. Y'all need to sleep. They need to eat.
I need to eat and sleep and smoke.
I don't mind not eating. Eating is I can get past. I can get past.
Especially with these masks, I gotta eat or I get lightheaded.
And you're scrawny. Like a wall.
Yeah, I got beer fat.
I'm a super girl. You know it's BMI low.
And body fat just as low. Just low. Nah, I'm nothing by your boy.
Nah, there's fat there.
So, yes, muscle weighs more than fat. But hear me out. Could like wrap my hand around your ankle, like.
Oh, good. Okay, I'll pick up on.
But
you,
listen,
I'm brunch tree.
That's all. That's all, we had an episode about that. How Jamaican men measure their strength. Yeah, my big girl. Yeah,
that's the only good to go. If you know you can pick up a girl 3 times your size, you know you're like an ant.
Yeah.
But if you could do this, then you really know.
Yeah. Picking up is one thing, but
when you got that,
you got that.
Yeah,
swing up on the night.
What? I'm
catch our ass.
What? Listen. Anthony B said, hold her and fling her or something like that.
And grab her now. And stab her now. Now, when he said he fuck up on the fun, what? How do you do that?
Big girls like me.
Yo, okay. Energy.
Big girls like me.
You like big girls.
I love big girls.
Okay, big women. Period.
They like me too, but bro, women. They be some of that.
I love women, yo. You never know the magic you're going to get when you deal with certain women, yo. Certain women bring out different types of magic in you, though.
I know, but I could admit, I fucked a big girl. I did.
How was it?
I challenged myself.
Damn right
and
you did.
Honestly, I, you know, the vowel and conquer.
Was it an experience that you thought it would be?
No, it was actually better than what
I'm telling you. The experience be
actually
good, my nigga.
It usually you though, is.
Beautiful woman.
Oh,
beautiful
usually
woman.
Is.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
They put the B in BBW.
What BBW. Is the B?
Beautiful, right?
Yes.
I don't know.
No.
For me, it's beautiful black woman.
You said, Miss a big black women, big juicy women. Listen,
big beautiful women.
I love them all.
Keep it pum pum clean. I'ma love you.
No,
big women.
And you know what? I'ma keep it 100%. And this is a real Frankie answer.
Oh gosh.
When a big girl's eating your pussy, she really eat it like she hungry. Like
I wouldn't know.
When a big girl's sucking your dick, it's like she know how to handle something.
I was gonna say I don't know that one, but you know I can.
She know. Listen.
Nigga, she know how. It's like when she deboning a fucking chicken.
No, it's
a
rib.
Leg. It's the rib, yo. It's the rib.
It's
grab
the whole.
That shit come off like one turkey leg, yo. Yeah, I like a turkey leg. All right.
No,
and the thing about it, when you say it in a sentence, that's why it comes like a turkey leg. Yeah.
That's why I correct her. Right?
You want that
I
one last night? She's finger licking. But yeah, no one.
Yeah.
We
have a soap on the morning. Yeah. Yeah.
This is a real last conversation.
Nah, for real, though. But like a turkey leg, that's all good. Turkey leg is really not that good, though.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to be honest.
I don't eat turkey.
Turkey legs aren't
that
good. Turkey legs aren't that good. They bony as shit.
Nah, turkey is fat, nigga.
Yeah,
nigga, I'd be seeing turkeys
come out
my backyard.
No, I feel like you would find a different appreciation if you ever like shot a turkey, like hunting wise. Like
I want to, they could be coming out my backyard.
I did my first one with a BB gun, so.
No, that's what I'm about
to
get.
I was a badass kid.
That's what I'm about to have my BB gun.
In New England.
My forest, I can't see the other end of my forest, so I want to go hunting.
Why?
it kind of makes sense why I joined the army, but, you know.
I was going to get to that, but like, you said it before me, so that's fine.
No, real shit, like, that makes the most sense. I was doing stupid shit at a young age. So I was like, no, I was.
All right, let's move you closer to your mic so we can get you in place now, or you can move your mic closer to you. You were doing
stupid shit as a kid? Listen.
I was bad as hell. Yeah.
You can pull your chair up if you need to.
And I never, I don't want this anymore. I was raised by my uncles. Hell yeah.
She out here. All right, we're going to get started on this, bitch. Would be a bad one, coast. All my niggas, we coasting.
High grade, we smoking. On the highway, we rolling. Cracking bottle, we toast. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, not just to another episode of Weed and Whiskey, but the episode of Weed and Whiskey, the 52-week episode of Weed and Whiskey, the one-year anniversary of Weed and Whiskey, the 365-day anniversary of Weed and Whiskey.
Energy.
Is here, ladies and gentlemen. You are granted with the fucking some shit because I'm high as hell. give a clap because I don't know what the hell I'm gonna say next. But it's your boy Quell, and we are here with my co-host.
I don't want to say my name today because you know my name. Fuck y'all.
Wait, see, this is some shit, because I would say that shit, but I introduced
but,
it this
but
time.
It's a different occasion. Let them know. Let
That's
the
exactly
know
why the extra energy tonight is fuck y'all. Nah, but we love you guys. Thank you guys for sticking with us for the year. You already know, my name is O'Shane. Thank you guys for joining us for our year's episode. We are blessed. We are grateful. We are very thankful. We're prosperous. You know, we're just it's everything positive, we that. And because of that, you are the same because you are a reflection of us. We are great because of you. You are great. So we, in turn, become great. So thank you for your greatness. And we appreciate you for that. And we're going to continue being great for the next year to come and so on. Because when I'm blood clot, stop.
No.
Foot on the pedal. Foot on the pedal.
Foot on their necks.
Fuck you
so
mean.
So it's called all gas, no brakes.
All gas, no brakes.
There we go.
These corners are getting bust.
Watch the rims.
The rims.
Grab the handle again.
This goes back to the conversation, back to the karma. As you guys can hear, we had to bring you special energy for our year's anniversary because, you know, we was thinking about how we wanted to do this for a long time. And we sat last night, we thought about it, and we was like, yo, we have options of where we want to go, but the way to go is the one, the only, the best, the multi-talented, the person who have her foot in almost every motherfucking pot. Matter of fact, she have so many different foots, you can't even keep up no more, yo.
Mm-hmm. She winning the race. You saying who?
She out here. Just letting you know. And because of that, I want you to give a nice, warm welcome to my best friend, Frankie.
Wow, I'm Star Boy.
You better get close to that mic. We can't
no,
get
happy yeah. one-year anniversary.
You could bring that.
I am.
Yeah, you could.
Happy one-year anniversary, for real.
Thank you.
Like, so happy birthday, because that's what it's like.
Mm.
And I explained
like
it to y'all earlier, like, just enjoy the energy. When you are striving towards anything, if you put your best foot forward,
mm-hmm. we're going to be great.
You got that.
Real shit.
And you are and a walking example of that.
It'd be feeling like I'm in a horse race.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the stallion. Yeah. Not Megan the stallion. I got good knees, but I ain't Megan. But actually in a race with yourself, though.
I got a question. This is mad off topic, but
talk
whatever.
To me. All right.
Well, Shane has a problem with that name. The stallion.
Why? Oh, no. Talk your shit. What's wrong? Real shit. I be feeling like a... Say
I just
it.
Wanted to say that.
Look at his face, though. Look at his face. This is more...
Nigga, really
and my
just,
boy high as hell.
Nigga just threw me under the bus
because,
like that.
Yeah. Nah, because listen, because every time I hear that shit, I think about him and he's not gonna fuck about what nobody says. He says a stallion is a male horse.
Stag.
Huh?
Stag.
What's a stag?
Stag, a female that has the male energy of a male horse. Which means she has the. Let me look it up.
Like an awful time. Female, my nigga.
No, like, it's like a.
It's a. Oh, it's a. I'm not gonna say that.
She in a stallion.
Yeah, so I'm saying. So what's a but she's not Megan the Stag.
No. So this is what it's compared to, in English terms, but it's a Latin term.
A male deer.
Yeah.
A male deer.
So she's a male deer.
Technically.
Oh shit.
Well, them said they are good for eat. So.
Yo, dog.
Adopt me here.
What?
I'm just passing on the message.
What, you said what?
Hey, mind your business. If you didn't hear it the first time, you were meant to hear it.
I firmly believe that. So sometimes I mind my fucking business.
Me too.
Listen.
If I didn't hear something the first time, I wasn't meant to hear it. That's especially cool. If it wasn't directed towards me.
I say that, but listen. I'd be like, yo, what you say?
Because you're nosy.
No, what?
I'm very nosy.
I know, I'm nosy too. But I know how to mind my business.
I do too, but to an extent. I'm not the person just to, like, you know how they be like, if you're in New York, you scream fire just so, you know, people will start running and doing shit.
Yeah.
To protect themselves. Because they not coming if you yell help. They're going to be like, oh, I'm minding my business.
Just yelling other black people.
I'm not like that. I'm going to peek and see what the fuck going on. Like, if I can help, I'm going to try to do something. If you're a grown ass man getting into an issue, I'm not going to do that for you. I'm sorry. I don't know why I just said that.
I feel like as a black man, not just as a black man, you should look at it a little bit differently. Like, look at it in a way like, if people are fighting or doing something in front of you, mm-hmm. as a black man, are you going to continue to let that happen? Or are you just going to say, if it was two black people in an airport, excuse me, whooping each other's ass, mm-hmm. and you're an innocent bystander, mm-hmm. you just walk over and help them out and say, yo, my brother, chill out for a second, that might make a difference.
So now if it's two white people, what do I do?
Watch.
You... Okay.
Record.
And why? And I want to hear why.
Because that's what they'll do for us.
Mm. And you know what they'll do? They'll sit down and they'll watch, too. They'll be like this with the camera. Mm-hmm. Just as much as we do, though. Yeah. I ain't going to hold it to it. We do the same shit.
Because for them, we're a circus for them.
Oh, we've been there. That's why
they expect that. So, and for me, I expect that from white people.
That's why the entertainers and the athletes get paid the most.
Facts.
Come
but,
on now.
See, but when it comes to that, I always think of the Roman Colosseum.
What do you mean?
The woman and the the Roman Colosseum was basically designed just to keep the people blinded from what the king was really doing. That's the Roman Colosseum.
What do you mean?
The Roman Colosseum was really designed just to keep the people blind from what the king was actually really doing, keep my busy. Nigga.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that was going on, everybody gathered at the Roman Colosseum, dog.
Yeah, that's all
it was, just a big-ass distraction. Yeah. It's just like basketball, just like all the other sports that's really coming on, my nigga. And even then, as deep as a conspiracy theorist, you could even talk about how a lot of those games was designed around racial things.
I don't think so. The reason why I don't think they were designed around it, because most black people couldn't play.
No, like, I'm not even talking about that.
They did use them as slaves and as bodies, and as they would limb them up.
What do you mean?
If you want to get deep into it, like, there's people that talk about, like, there's a reason why the basketball only even gets more brown. It's keep getting more brown. Things like that.
See,
there's a reason why in hockey you have a black puck. You know,
but you wouldn't
like
be
that.
Able to see a white one.
You're thinking very logically, and he's
but
just
that's
thinking,
but that's what I'm saying. It's like
it could have been
certain things like a brown basketball. They make it out of leather. What's the point of changing the
but
color?
But if that's the case, why can't they like make the ice another color? Because they have so much fucking technology.
Why would you
so deep into it?
Yeah, like, I can't. For me, I don't want to go there because
that's the only way I can go deep. That's the only way I can go is deep.
All right.
I just can't, like, so for me, I can't, like, if it's not going to affect it, it's sad to say because most people think like this, and this just allows, like, the sheep mentality. If it doesn't affect my day-to-day, it's hard for me to get into it and want to, you know what I mean? Like, want
to. For some causes, I try to say the opposite. Like, for some, like, working at the orphanage or, like, going out and, like, doing different things in mm-hmm. community makes you feel a little bit different on that, and I'm going to tell you, it changed me for a little bit because shit that I was doing before, I was like, I don't want to do community service for fucking school and shit. Like, I never want to do that shit. I not got into it. I liked the shit. But it was mostly networking and, like, meeting the right people to talk about my ideas and goals with. But the thing is, the old heads was really putting me onto some shit. Like, you need this, you need that. Mm-hmm. Like, they tell you how to do it. So I used to always hang out with older people.
Me too.
And that's why, like, I feel like, not that I don't like my generation, I just wish they would just think outside the box a little bit more.
I like some people in my generation.
I was going to say, I kind of like our generation.
Okay.
I like some people in our generation.
I'm 26. I'm lying. I'm 27. Fuck.
Okay.
28.
Okay.
So we all in the same group.
Yeah, I'm about to be 28 in November, so.
Same.
Yeah, see. Yeah.
Scorpio life?
Nah, well, I'm on the cusp. I'm cusp, baby.
Sag?
Sag and Scorpio. The 22nd.
I'm the 12th of November.
Last
year, Scorp. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Scorpios.
Be honest, I don't know. So I don't know. I don't know.
Because you're the bitch ass nigga.
No, because I'm real nigga. See, but
I don't
see,
know if you want that. This shit
see,
happen.
why am I going to figure out stars and shit, right? Why am I going to figure out stars and shit, right? Mm-hmm. If I can't see them every day. We technically really don't know. Our light, our fucking skies are so polluted with light that we don't really know where these stars be at unless they tell us.
I went yesterday to go walk just to go look at the... You know where I kind of... So I went all the way over there up the side street just to catch like a glimpse. The moon looked pink yesterday.
Yeah. Real but shit. That's the only thing you can see. You can't see stars. If you ever go somewhere like...
Well, I live my downtown girl, so no, I don't never see no fucking stars.
Exactly. But if you go to like... When I went to... What's that shit? Cape Cod. We went...
In Massachusetts, like seventh
grade we went. And we went to the beach at nighttime. And there's no light out there except the city over here this way. Whatever the fuck. And that's all you see. But if you look out, the stars are big as shit. And it looks amazing. Like, I never forget that picture. Like, when you look out and see stars and natural light and you don't mm-hmm. see any fucking light pollution and there's nothing blocking it, it looks different.
Feel different. It smell different.
It's a whole nother experience. So I understand where our ancestors came from, where they can concoct some shit like, oh, your sign is this and that. And we understand where these things are because we've mapped these shits for hundreds of years. But us in the society today, we don't have that access.
When I go to Jamaica, dog.
Yeah, but that's when you go to Jamaica.
The sky, all you see is stars.
That's what I'm saying. It's a different way of living.
There's not a lot of light pollution there. So there's no light pollution there because like I'm from the country. Mm-hmm. So when it get dark, when the sun go down.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's dark. Yeah.
If you don't have a flashlight to get around or know your way, you're stuck, dog.
Yo, mm-hmm. What I don't like is when I be bored and it be like that, right? And I be like hearing crickets and shit. I don't mean country, Santa Elizabeth, Bull Savannah, red dirt. Like,
that's where
I'm like,
trust
yo.
Me. I know.
I thought it was punishment at first. Like, I really did. I
believe that country life is one of the best life.
But when I would come back up here, I'm like, running water, my nigga? Yes. What are you talking about?
Nah, Jamaica, the country.
Now
life
I had
is
to go get
life,
my water from the well. Yeah. I had to bring the goats up the hill in the morning. Like, my nigga, I thought that shit was punishment. But now as an adult, I'm like, I needed that humbling.
See,
like I 100% needed that shit.
We never got that. I never had to.
I went every summer as a kid.
I had that
to Jamaica.
I swear to you, I used to do a temper tantrum about the shit. After like the third year going, I threw a temper tantrum. I was like,
am I doing
not the
this
whole
shit
summer.
No
not the whole summer. Yo, I was getting beat down there. Mine don't play that.
Nah, Jamaica different dog. Because when I was down there, I had to wake up early
it was
in the morning
so bad,
to do
though.
Certain shit.
My cousins were older than me too. So I used to try to go out and
be like them.
Yeah. But they were older, so it was like.
You get caught. Jamaica, and they knew Jamaica better than you.
Hopping on the back of a pickup truck.
Yes.
Bitch.
Yes.
To run to a party with my heels on. Bruh.
Yes. And you have to make sure the driver don't see you sometimes.
Yes.
Hop on the back of a pickup
truck.
That's
how we get around, my nigga. When you come home from school, you see a truck driving by, you hop on the back of that shit and let that shit take you up the street. Then you hop off before that shit
started. It's smart as hell.
That's what we used to do growing up in Jamaica all the time, dog.
When it start raining. My shits. You know I can't keep my...
Now, when it start raining, you take your shoes off if you already even wearing any. And you just start playing in the fucking rain, dog. When it start raining, our parents know we ain't coming home no time soon.
See, that type of living in and coming up here and seeing the shit that goes on here is...
So different.
It's like a shell shock, huh?
Like, I tell people, like, I never really start consistently wearing shoes until I came to America. Because when I was... Like, if you go to Jamaica right now, the younger kids, they don't really play in shoes, my
so
nigga.
You know... Yeah, no, do you know how embarrassing it is? No, I got mad on that one. No, because I got mad real quick. It pulled out a heartstring. Do you know how embarrassing it is for your parents to send you down with cleats, shin guards, a soccer ball to Jamaica, and none of your cousins got none of this shit? No, do you know how an asshole I felt? Like, they would be like, yo, we don't even play like that. They play me. Like, yo, why are you even using that? Sheesh. I'm like, shin guards? Like, I've been
using
these.
Yeah, because they don't use that down there.
Yeah, no, because they done scraped up their legs already.
They run on concrete with barefoot, dog.
Yo, they rough me up, okay?
That ass.
Yo,
foot tough the blood clot, dog. Tough foot bottom, yo. But down there, when they
it's
come
like
out
Jamaican
of
so damn fast.
When they come out of school, they go right outside.
So when you put on shoes, it's like...
It's nothing.
It's like, nigga, what? You gave me shoes?
It don't hurt when I run?
But I'm going to fake this injury real quick.
I have a lighter. I've been chain smoking weed for some reason.
See, but the thing in St. Elizabeth, too, like, the water, to get water, the water truck have to deliver water to you and fill up the tank around your community.
But, yeah, but we had wells, so, like.
Oh, yeah, but it was not, you had to go catch the water and that shit.
Yes, and that shit, you would have to fill up a tank and then get your bath water or some shit. Like, that was a lot.
See, now it's different because, like, now when I go home.
And I'm talking, they have the bathtub.
But then again, we have our own tank. We have our own water tank.
You want to take a bath, boil the pot, like.
This piping, this piping system in my old house, in my
now home. There is. Yeah, because when I was going.
We have a water tank down there. So when you go down there, but when you shower, if you don't want to have no cold water, because when the sun go down, that water get cold.
To be honest with you, the only thing I really remember about Jamaica is what the fuck, the tarmac. I went a minute ago, so this was the tarmac. We had to walk on the tarmac. And the bugs. Fucking huge.
They'll get you. They know you.
Bro, my cousin got attacked by red ants.
They know foreigner blood.
They know your new blood. I love you,
but listen, she got fucked up by them red ants, bro.
Red ants down there dangerous, dog.
Fucked up by them.
They bite. They bite.
What?
Them ants down there bite.
Bro, I woke up, bro, in the middle of the night, and they had the net on the bed. And bro, I swear to you not, I screamed so fucking loud. I seen this beetle like this big, and I just ran out the fucking room. My mom was like, "What's wrong?"
He's freaking the fuck out.
Freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
And then everybody went in there and laughed at me. Like everybody was laughing at me. Like, yo,
nigga, where I'm from,
this ain't nothing.
Like, yo, nigga, where I'm from, you wake up with lizards crawling on the ceiling.
I can deal with lizards. Lizards is different. Like
the ones that even camouflage with the background.
Yeah, if you pop up out of nowhere, I'm going to fuck you up.
Like, you be sitting on the veranda, dog, and you look at the corner of the ceiling, you see, like, four lizards that's up there chilling.
Oh, Lord. No,
that's the thing. Lizards are always nearby. Like, but the lizards I'm scared the most of, there's two types. The green lizards and the duppy lizards.
So the duppy lizards is the one that can change color.
They camouflage with their background. They, like, with the trees and stuff, they camouflage, and they will chase you.
If you don't know what duppy is.
It's a ghost.
Yeah.
But I feel like Duppy's on a whole nother level.
No, I know y'all seen the video when the chair was like moving behind a little boy in Jamaica. Hold on.
See that.
I'm the wrong person to talk to Duppy about, to be honest with you, because.
No, it's okay. I'm just.
No, I'm reference. Convinced I've seen one.
Me too.
I've seen one in Jamaica. And every time I used to go to funerals, I used to dream about the person who got buried that same day.
I think we talked about that one a little bit.
Yeah. Like, I'll be in tune with my supernatural, yo. That's why I don't be too scared of the supernatural. It can't be too scared of the unknown.
I just don't be fucking with them, because I know if you start fucking with them, that's when you start getting into they shit. Like, people that be buying Ouija boards and all that haunted. Nah, I'm not buying none of that shit. You crazy. Because you invite that shit in your house, that's your ass.
You invite that energy.
Yeah,
then
that's your ass, Mr. Postman. Tell me your word to me.
So what's been new with you, Frankie? What's been going on with you since we last talked? What's been going on? Like we said, we know you got a lot going on. So what's new? What's coming on? What's opening up soon?
What's opening up? Okay, let me tell the people, actually. Frankie is, yes, I am here. G-Spot is opening up in New Britain.
I like her G-Spot.
This G-Spot, is the name.
I didn't know that was a name. That's
actually, yes. That's a name. It is an event space, but we'll be hosting different events in the evening. And I just want to open that space up to all, like, young entrepreneurs that, like, started during COVID, even before, whatever, just to enter the space and utilize it as the community. I want to open it up in a different way. Mm-hmm. So it's not for profit. It's not for anything. So if you want to be a part of the partnership, you want to be a part of the committee, let me know. But
you said it's not for profit?
I'm trying. I just need one more document to get signed and I can officially.
Oh, a nonprofit? Here we go. That's big moves. Big moves.
Whoo.
Just let me finish processing my shit first.
That's big moves.
But, like, hey, listen. Hey, I'm going to say that. But hey.
You know, that's big checks. Let me. There,
I'm
die.
Still working.
Big,
but
big cloud checks die.
I'm about 75% done and I feel confident about that.
75% is a whole lot better than zero.
Thank you.
I mean,
it's a whole lot better. I mean, I don't know if you should thank me for that, because that was
No, real shit.
That's his. That's
it's
his,
been a long time.
That's his glasses. his half full ass perspective.
I am always a half full perspective. Always.
It's
a,
no. It's.
I'm a fucking. The glass is fucking halfway perspective.
I agree on that.
Or it's either half full or just glass got some water in it. What you want me to do?
There's some empty space at the top.
Yeah, it's some space, but you could put some more. That's how I would say it. You could put some more.
No, my question would be, do I drink the water?
I mean, why are you pouring me a glass of water?
Yeah, do I drink it? After I drink it, it's going to be empty.
Okay.
I'm just saying. And
then now back to zero, so exactly. That's better. Like the 50.
Okay, yes.
So, now, if you pour some water into it, and if I watch you pour water into it, now it's not half empty. It's fucking half full, bitch.
Yeah, because now it's just empty.
I just saw you full it.
Okay, so long story short, you pour into me, I pour into you. You pour into whatever it is you're working on, you pour mm-hmm. into whoever you like, come
bring
on.
It, bring that in.
Yeah,
back.
Like...
Kumbaya. I don't know, my head just going straight to the gutter at this point, to
yeah,
be real with
like
you.
Kumbaya.
Yeah, more I'm pouring to my blood clot, yeah. Yeah, man, open up my girl. Open up my pouring at you.
Dog.
Yo, here we go,
nah,
man.
I had a long day, yo. I had a long fucking day.
I mean, who doesn't have long days, but...
That's why we got set back, and you know, that's why we have the podcast, so when we have long days, I can take it out on the podcast and just let all my energy and let all my feelings out,
talk
you know?
It.
Some people leave it in the condom, I leave it in the mic. You know? Quite a little confused as shit.
I'm trying to make this some leave it in the condom. Is that everybody's stress with you? Like,
I mean, if they use it anyway.
Is that the only other option? This is my thing. It was like,
there's no other place to
I
leave
can't
it.
Leave, yeah, you can't know the place to leave it. Like, that was your first option to say, like, people leave it in the condom or leave it in, like,
it's because of the saying.
Why is that the saying, though? There's nothing else like...
Because, you know, niggas don't think straight until they get their nut off.
So they, I mean, that's very so, true, because, but...
you know, they say they leave I their feelings like... in the condom after they nut.
I guess.
So, you know, they instead of...
leaving... I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah,
that's
so
be
I'm so
about
confused.
That.
I never
I'm
heard
so perplexed.
That?
No.
I'm very perplexed.
Niggas say they leave their feelings in the condom.
I like that word. I learned. I know that word very well. Perplexed.
Perplexed?
Yeah.
Are you perplexed right now?
I am. That's why it's leaving me very perplexed, because I don't understand. I cannot comprehend the events at question.
This nigga pulled out the dictionary for this one.
I can't. He had to hit you with something.
Yeah, I gotta let these people know it's a year anniversary. I gotta talk smart.
Talk smart? What the fuck?
That's how shit go.
This nigga just said talk smart.
Yeah.
You just that's a contradiction.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it just not correct grammar? That's, accurate grammar.
That's the point of why it's a contradiction. Because for you to talk smart and say the phrase talk smart in the same way of you speaking smart isn't smart.
You're perplexing me. You're perplexing me. This shit is getting out of hand. Frankie, get back to your business.
I've never heard it even used like that. Is that even the right
ending? Perplexing me?
Yeah, is that the right...
I'm not even getting in this conversation.
It might be. Shit.
Y'all.
The perplexing?
Gonna keep, look.
Is that a word?
If I could use any word with ing, I think that's the thing of English language, right? You could just add ing and it
you
works.
You could ing in it?
Yeah, and it works. And you just take out the E or the I or whatever. What is it? Replace the I with the Y? I? Some shit. I don't know.
Frank, can what you get are you back? Talking about?
I'm talking about the English language.
Bring us back, Frankie. Bring us back. Please.
Back to life.
So how's
back
.
Back to reality.
You know?
I don't even know that song because of Fresh Prince. Shout out to Will Smith.
I bet.
What made you call it the G-spot? Is it the reason why I'm thinking?
No.
At least she knows what I'm thinking.
That's actually very good.
No, it's not. But no, I just wanted to be the spot where the girls feel like they can go, the niggas can pull out, gangsters, whoever. It's the spot to be at.
So it is exactly what I'm thinking.
But I'm definitely doing my thing with that spot, and I want to make it available to a different audience other than what I would like it to be.
That's a great way to sell it. What? Welcome to G-Spot, a place where it's available for your own pleasure.
No, I ain't using that.
See, yeah. Now
he's trying
to
give me commercials.
Risky business.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, push out.
Risky business.
Message.
Well, this is Weed and Whiskey, so we are down for the risky business.
Not.
We thought risky business all day.
I love risky business.
No, but I want it to be also a studio where you can go if you want to teach pole classes, if you want to do yoga. If you, like, it's not just the...
It, the G-Spot is just a very great name.
Honestly.
Thank you.
I, that's why I'm thinking all of these jokes.
That's all it goes to, right?
If it wasn't great, I wouldn't be able to be coming up with all of this creative stuff. That's why I'm, you know, the G-Spot is a great name because there's so many ways you can go with it.
Yes, but remember, non-profit. May I try?
It's a non-profit G-Spot.
Different message. May I come with, dog. G-Spot. Different message. May I come with, dog.
That G-Spot.
I'm already pushing it. I'm already pushing envelopes.
Paid for your satisfaction.
Thank you. I'm already pushing envelopes with this name. Like, now you want to push this message? No.
Nah, we're just talking about the non-profit G-Spot.
Yo, dog.
G-Spot don't get no profit off of them.
Yo, different message for the people, them.
Positive message.
Please, that. Please. I'm begging you, that.
The G-Spot is a great place where creatives can come and network with each other. Yo, I didn't even mean it like that. I seriously didn't mean it like that.
Yo.
I didn't mean, I'm sorry.
Positive messages.
The G-Spot is community, a place where creatives community can congregate and join and unify and network to be greater than what they originally was when they first walked in.
Too long, Doug. Too long.
Nah, I have to correct all my past
mistakes. You can't use that as a motto.
Nah, I'm not going with a motto. I'm just trying to sell the business at this point. I sip a little bit. I just have to drop you down the street.
I feel like that's the reason why my wife's gonna be mad at me when I get home.
This?
Mm-hmm. She's like, what were you doing? I was recording and drinking, you see.
Is that what we do all the fucking time?
I get real drunk and I come home and I just start talking and not pass the fuck out. Every time. It's the same thing.
Yep.
I go home, I just start talking, I'm still, man. I don't usually talk that much. Except for here and when I'm drunk after this. And my wife looks at me like I'm fucking crazy. It's all right.
I talk a lot. I like to talk. Because I feel like the world have to hear everything I have to say. No matter how unimportant it is.
Valid.
Sometimes I say shit that don't hold no relevance. But you're going to hear it.
I don't disagree with that at all. I feel like you should.
In fact.
Fuck it.
Maybe it holds some value to somebody.
Yeah.
Because I said what I said.
And I stand by it.
I feel like if you don't ask me for my opinion, I don't need to give it to you. That's how I am.
I ain't going
to
lie, yo. That rum punch just kicked my ass, yo.
I told you.
I just felt that shit just creep on my ass so slow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's the type of shit that just makes you want to cuddle.
Okay.
Bring it back. All
right. Because I don't have no energy to do shit right now but to just record and say my piece.
I cuddle with my damn self.
That's what I do all the night, you know?
I try to sleep on my side of the bed.
My nigga. Yeah.
Hey, you ain't gonna hold you.
Don't listen to this, ladies.
Listen to this, because your man really is doing the same. Your husband, listen, if you marry out there.
This nigga said I try to sleep on my side of the bed. Here?
Okay, hit us with it.
Hit it, I'm gonna hit you with it.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, put us on some jazz.
That's why you have a reason why they got the two side of the bed shit. They got
actually
the up and down shit.
I got a question.
Right in the middle.
I got a question. Let's have a quick talk because this is something that me and my boy was talking about. My boy was talking about at work today.
Side of the bed, huh?
Why did you get married?
Because I love my woman, and I just, why not? I don't see a reason why not. But, and you know, I can honestly, you can get better tax breaks.
So
my nigga.
But that was the thing, like, a lot of people don't.
It's a better attack. You don't take advantage of the situation that you're in. People do it and think, all right. So I don't always prescribe to what this man, Dr. Umar, says, but one thing he does say is marriage is a business.
It's a business.
And you have to realize that. Like, yeah, you have love with that person, but what are reasons, name, like 95% of the marriages fail because of what reason? Money.
Mm-hmm.
If you structure your shit right and you get your business down packed and you make this like a business and you run this like a business, not like run like a business where.
No, but y'all work together.
You got to work together. You got to put 50-50. You start filing these fucking taxes right and you get these tax breaks. You got kids, all this shit. You pay rent or you own a house. Like,
yeah.
Take advantage of that shit. You know? If I'm gonna move up in life, it's easier to be married, honestly.
But then, you know, it's crazy. There's the law that says if you live in with your significant other, especially with kids, for what, 7 years, you're considered a civil marriage.
What is? Oh yeah, it's a term.
Does Connecticut still have common law marriage?
I think that's common law. I don't think so. I don't think Connecticut does.
I don't think Connecticut does not. My mother is a free woman. Congrats.
Connecticut
to
her. don't do a lot of shit. Connecticut don't have no self defense.
Nah, cause you could keep your nigga, but your nigga will try to keep you too. Listen, don't sleep.
If that's my woman, I'm keeping your ass. Fuck you mean?
No. Don't claim me.
Listen, I'm gonna speak for the men that think like me, which is not all of you guys, just a few. If the pum pum good, I don't know. We're gonna have to have a discussion.
Yo, dog. But you see where you're thinking from is so like
it's not as very simple minded.
No, it's that matters. 100% that matters.
That matters, yo. When the because you don't run into good pum pum all the time, yo.
No, you don't.
So but when you run into some,
no. One that makes sense. We can't just say.
I mean, no pum pum. No girl that comes.
I need a
with
woman
good,
that's about her shit.
No girl with good. Because
I'm on one level, so you need to be on your own level, like on your own boss lady shit. Like,
but that's the thing. Every girl with good pum pum is gonna make you lose sense at some point.
That's a very true statement. I 100% agree with that.
Good pum pum make you lose your mind.
Yup.
Yo,
gone. It gone.
Do shit you never thought you'd end up doing.
Yo, you're done.
What?
Okay.
You're gone. Man. Like Gary, you talking about pussy whip?
I ain't never been pussy
whip. So I tried this thing called therapy.
What do you think that is?
And it works.
Exactly what that is.
Just as good.
You did what? You tried what?
Therapy. Football final.
I need therapy. I need therapy.
I say I need therapy, but
I know I need it.
I've been in therapy since I was...
I have issues.
About 6 years old? Seven? Really? Yeah. Seven.
It works really well, huh?
Sometimes and then sometimes no.
What is the biggest gain from therapy?
Unpacking things that you don't normally deal with.
So would you say with therapy you are more self-aware of the things that you do?
Because I get to talk through me. Like I get to talk about what I need to work through. How do I handle this? How do I move forward? How do I get into the room with the big boys? Like I'm really, really trying to maneuver some shit, and I deal with some bullshit.
Is this a my spliff?
You gotta know, just as much shit. There's so much more flowers blooming from that shit.
Facts.
I be struggling trying to make everything work.
It's like you're here making love to the mic.
My nigga.
Yeah, the mic trying to smell you here too. Cause your hair smell good. It's trying to smell it. It's trying to.
My nigga.
Yeah. Oh, word.
Not to the wig.
It's Frankie. She's keeping it 100.
But most of the time, most of the times when you're smelling a girl here, it's usually a wig.
I got little Bow Wow braids looking like Monica.
I call them Tasha braids.
You remember when Monica got in trouble and she had to leave her hand up? Just them braids. It's like, hello.
Hello.
It's all right, though. Guys still like them.
I still rub your head. It's been a, it's been
my a nigga. He's I'm a real nigga. I'll rave if I look like fucking nah. Hear me out, Queen Latifah.
I was about to say
if I had my Queen Latifah set it off.
Would you get the shape up? Would you get the line up with it?
The thing is, my forehead's already big, so it would look like I had.
But you could get the fresh line up on the side though.
Straight cut.
Straight, yeah. Feel me, like I know you don't got the full, you know. Feel me, but you could sideburn it up a little bit, like. Feel me? Just a little bit.
He said the sideburn.
Sideburn straight.
Sideburn it up. Get the braids back. Boom. You killing
not
it.
The sideburn.
Hustle,
can
man.
Can I get a charger?
This episode is brought to you by 100% Vegan Water. It's not actual product, but it is an actual brand. If you don't like it, go tell somebody about it. Not us. Because this purity over here, this drip, can't be matched. Frankie, you showed me something very interesting earlier.
What's up?
The bus.
Mm-hmm.
That bus.
Talk about the bus.
They talk about the party bus.
So, Party Bus, I've been working with them for a minute. I was the social media marketing manager, and I was just creating content. But then I started doing my photography on the bus,
mm-hmm.
getting into the parties,
mm-hmm.
booking more parties.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a vibe.
Do you want this?
No, actually, no.
Kinda,
With the strippers and everything?
Yes.
The strippers. No, yeah, man. I love them strippers. That's kind of what I wanted to get into a little bit more.
And honestly, most of the chips are like from Hartford to the casino.
What did you just call them?
Huh? The trips.
Oh, most I thought you called them chips. I'm like, trips. Oh. Trips. Y'all got a name for strippers?
No. Oh, my word. That was not it. But yeah.
Chips. You can't come blue to chips. The party without the chips.
Yeah. There ain't no party without the chips and dip.
Yo. Nah, but we would go to the casino. They would mm-hmm. go out, stay till the casino closed, come back to Hartford, get drunk again on the party bus on the way back. Should be lit. It's a popping vibe with the party bus for real.
What's the craziest thing that happened on the party bus?
I was just gonna go there.
No.
Them strippers. You got the strippers, you got the strippers on there, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of want to know.
Let me see. Like, yeah, no, honestly, there's some wild shit on there.
I know, because, you know, Big Liddy.
Y'all do what y'all want to do.
So, what does that mean? Wait.
No boundaries?
What does that mean?
The only thing is, you can't smoke on the bus. It's the only thing you can't do.
No, sorry, I've smoked before.
And if you really want to smoke, the bus driver will pull over.
Where?
Let y'all smoke. Yep, he don't care where. He'll let you pull over. And he'll let you smoke outside. And then you get back on the bus and you go wherever the fuck. Because remember, it's on your time.
Oh, you're right. Because we paying that.
He'll do whatever you want, but you can't smoke on the bus.
All right, that's cool. Go to up a little bus.
Wait. So, how did we pay for this? How does this per, like, how is this paid per something? Like, so I could just drive.
Is it per for the hour? You guys for a certain time limit or for just for like the night?
So, if you're doing an in-state trip, it needs to be for a minimum of 4 hours. If you're doing an out-of-state trip, it needs to be for 8 hours. Mm. So, if you want the bus for 4 hours, we can make that happen.
What if the people don't get back on the bus in time to get back within that time limit?
Then the driver will charge you.
Okay. So, anything over that 8 hours, you get charged?
If you're going out of state, yeah.
Okay. 8 hours on a party bus?
Yeah, well, they go out to Canada. They do the carnival.
Like it takes eight hours to get to Canada.
Eight, that's it?
It's 8.5 to get to Toronto.
That's not that bad.
Montreal is 5.5.
Really?
Yeah. Remember we drove to Canada?
I didn't drive. Yeah, you drove.
Yeah, we drove to Canada.
I didn't drive.
Do that shit in a straight trip.
I could. It's 8 hours. That's not that bad.
We did a whole weekend, dog. Nigga drove to Canada. Got big fun. Mm-hmm. Big fun out there. Went to like and mad we'll dispensaries. And
we'll cater the bus. We'll put food on the bus. We'll put liquor on the bus. We'll put females on the bus to entertain you.
I love females.
I like the sound.
I support women. I think women are wonderful people who do really great things in the community, and I want to say that just in case anybody want to take that wrong.
And my favorite strip club is Playhouse in Miami Gardens.
Ooh. Listen, honestly,
I want to do party buses out there.
I went to one strip club, and honestly, when you go down there and see a strip club, you like, the shit up here is kind of there. It's not like I went to Florida and I see one strip club. I'm like, what in the fuck? And mm-hmm. the food is amazing. Oh my God! I never had better
wings,
seafood rice, and wings,
seafood rice
at the strip club.
At the strip club,
fly lobster tail.
You're brave.
I'm not. That's what they do. They have like
seafood rice at a strip.
I was in
club
Florida with my family. I'm not gonna even say that. Never mind. I'm not gonna say something.
You gotta send everybody out.
Nah, it's because I was gonna say some shit. That,
so and it was like I was like, family. You took your family to a strip club.
No, I didn't. I don't live in Florida. I didn't take them. They took me. And we went to the strip club. Feel me? And they was like, "Yeah, yo, we about to get first. This is not how. This is how the game. Yo, we about to go get something to eat. This is like 4 o'clock in the morning. We about to get something to eat. All right. So we went to get something to eat, and they pulled that back. This. Club. I'm like, the fuck? Where are we? Yeah, the strip club. I forgot the name of the strip club. Where I'm like, oh shit. And it's a name that everybody kind of know. So I'm like, oh shit. And it's like, and he like, oh yeah. I'm like, we better go get here, fool. Like,
what we eating?
He's like, this is a spot right here. Mm-hmm. This is a spot. I'm like, y'all really get food? And then we sat down and they like got the menu and just started looking. I'm like, all right. And they're like, yo, get the seafood rice. That shit banging. I got the lobster tail and the seafood rice.
Shit was bussing.
Fire. Lex got
a different vibe out there, too.
Lex got the wings. I had the wing. Oh, my God.
You brave, my nigga.
No, I'm not. This is what they do.
They brave, too.
Nah, they just knew where to go.
Yeah, they know where to go. They brave, too. And you in Florida where I trust more of the fish down there, honestly. just because their water is like
again, head is in the gutter.
Huh?
Head is in the gutter.
Yeah.
It might be, bro.
I'm Wait. Telling you where it is. My head is straight in the gutter.
Oh, yours?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say.
You had seafood rice.
You going back to the
Yo, why did I just get this?
Yo,
I just got this.
Whole, yeah.
I just got this. You took it there. I just got this. I had seafood rice at a strip club.
Yeah.
The only thing that made me safe was their strip poles were like 30 feet high.
Oh, so, I would love that.
Yeah, they
I
were
could
up
climb
there.
Like a little monkey.
They were up. Yo, I was like, yo, what the fuck? And then they did surfboard shit where the one was standing on the other. I was like, yo.
So you're eating seafood rice while watching girls surfboard on a pole. That's a good life, huh?
Some great
I wouldn't. I don't disagree.
That's a great life.
I was a great. That was some great seafood.
That's a great life.
Was some money being thrown
It
up?
Wasn't that fishy.
Was she getting some money? Was she getting some money?
I mean, I came here to eat. So. I didn't really.
I came here. My brother. Yes.
Because
go
I
ahead.
Didn't. I didn't feel me. I had like feel me. I'm not going to sit here and stuff. Like I came there, watched strips. I didn't know this is what we was doing. I could have went and got some ones, but I was like, I just kind of came here to eat, and they didn't do it either. And they got money, so I know they got money. So I'm like,
but I just came here to eat some food.
When in Rome.
Do what the Romans do.
Facts.
I'm not about to sit here and fucking
if
throw
they
money.
Ain't throwing money, why yeah. should I throw money? I'm on vacation.
There were some people out there, and I think they whole thing and out down there is like they really show out.
Mm-hmm.
So they like they throw a lot of money. But so it probably might that's... be but it might be one fist because the guy not come back up again. That's all he had 100 and he threw that shit one time and that was it.
I made it rain, bitch.
Yeah. It's a drizzle.
And you know what there is? I think there's such a beauty to like pole dancing and just that strippers just in general. But I love the art for me. But bitch can get acrobatic around the shit. Let her, please, please.
Oh yeah,
I beg you.
Listen,
who's mad? You're mad. My please.
If you could,
take time.
If you could climb a pole 30 feet in the air and do all that shit, I congratulate you.
If you can climb a pole 30 feet in the air, I expect you to be able to climb mine. Small prerequisites. Small.
The 30 feet. I mean,
I don't ask for much.
That guy with a 30-foot dick can't fucking do nothing.
Can't even buy pants.
Yeah. What the fuck you gonna do?
Honestly, I wouldn't want one too big. That's weird. After a while, I feel like I'm just a fucking zookeepy creature at that point.
That would be a bit much.
Yeah, and girls would be scared of you.
Like, that's yeah, who's fucking you?
Yeah, girls would be scared of you.
Yeah.
Scared? I mean, I'm going to touch your dad.
It's funny, yeah, that's, why would a woman touch you like that?
Maybe some white women out there that's taking fucking 30-inch dildos on them shits. I'm like, where does it go?
Yeah, but them people that got kind of no choice. Like, export stars, they shit falling out.
Like, where does the walls come in?
Wall.
What wall? Yeah. It's a field.
That's where Trump needs to build one.
This is a
Jesus
field.
Jesus Christ.
A horse field.
Yeah, it's a field.
It's a black hole. It should end up in another dimension.
Yeah.
Come on, Doug.
Yeah, I'm all right.
That's the type of poom poom I'm scared of.
No, can't have that.
That's scary. Scary situation.
It's all good, man, because at the end of the day, you just have to pick and choose who you dibble and dabble with.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you need to. I mean, you
know, I mean,
always strap up.
Shit happens, but you know, do your best.
Yes, please. Always. Shit happens.
Unless
I don't want to get to that point.
Unless you're like me, and you know, you just said fuck it.
And don't pull out. And he don't pull out.
Yeah, I mean, I got
he shoot the club up all the time.
Shut that shit up.
Yeah. At this point, he's like a fucking terrorist. At this point.
Jesus Christ.
Cannot fly nowhere. That's how
talk your shit.
That's the type of shit I'm shooting clubs of. Like, I can't fly nowhere. No fly zone. That's it. That's how I say
talk your shit.
That's the shit I'm on. Like,
no, you're supposed to.
I ain't going back to. What's the point of going back to regular life at this point? I'm just I'm good.
Nigga say he found fairy tale.
No, because all you have to do is you got to know when they ovulating.
Yeah. She at the app.
Yeah.
She has an on her phone.
Yeah. Because he tracked. You know what I mean?
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have an app to let them know when they're
obvious. Yeah. Hey, it ain't my shit. I can't tell her not to do it.
And then it's like a joy in nothing. And just.
Because it's more of a chance.
I'm going to say something selfish.
Okay.
Oh, God.
It just.